Are you running a shady brand, or are you running a brand with intentionality? We intend here at Carrot to run a brand with intentionality. You need to be building brand, guys. Like I said, I don't want you to overcomplicate it. I don't want you to think that it's going to be solved by, you know, a really good logo being sent to you and like, bam, I've got a brand. You know, that's the start. That's the start. Have something clean and clear and simple that you can get behind, that you're excited about. That's the start for sure. But how you build a brand is over time, by building trust, by putting out content that shows people what you're about, by having real core values that are on your wall, that are on your website, that you operate every single day by, that you reference every single day with your team, with your clients, that you bake into the way that you write your emails, you bake into the way that your content's written, you bake into your videos, and you bake into your website. All of that is in there. If you listen to this Carrotcast, if you listen to my Instagram, there's a lot of positivity and possibility in there. There's a lot of gratitude in there. There's a lot of genuinely caring about you in there. There's a lot of fun in there. Those are all core values, and I'm doing them intentionally, because that's the way that I actually want to live outside of business. Those core values translate from business to life, to business to life. They are the same core values for both for me. So I've got a crazy special episode of the Carrotcast for you today. And if you're listening to this on the day that this podcast rolled out, on the day, Thursday, April 4th, 2019, today is International Carrot Day. Now, you're probably asking, did we invent that holiday? Is that a real holiday? If you Google it, it's real. It's on carrotday.com, I believe, and we're piggybacking off of it. So International Carrot Day is basically a celebration of carrots, but we're going to be kind of hijacking this day for the next 24 hours and really celebrating Carrot in general, Carrot our brand, Carrot the movement that we've created, Carrot the past 5 years of this business. Okay, we started at the end of 2013, started 2014. We're a little over 5 years old now. And honestly, guys and gals, we've taken this business much farther than we had originally planned. Okay, and it's just a really, really good lesson, in putting your head down and enjoying the process rather than having all of your self-worth tied to goals. Okay, we definitely set goals, but I can tell you when we started this company, there was no goal that said that we were going to grow to the size that we are. There was no goal at all. Like, honestly, I never even thought that we could grow this company this size. The primary goal the first year was just to go, hey, can I focus on one thing this year and do it well? Because in the past, I'd focused on many, many things. And that was my primary thing. I said, at the end of that year, I'll write another contract with myself for the next year and go, do I want to do it for another year? And what's my mission for that year? And for year two, it's like, you know, this is kind of fun. It looks like year one, this is working. We found a need in the market. The market wants it. And then year two, it's like, all right, can we be the best in the world at this? Because I don't want to do it if I can't be the best, right? And so that was our mission for year two. Year three was like, all right, I think we're getting there. But how do we make this have a bigger purpose now? So it's not about growing revenue. And year three, that's when we really started to seed in our core values, started to really build a company, really build a real team. So not only me, but you know, the other executives and our whole team and our customers could get more freedom, flexibility, and grow the finances, right? And that leads us into today. So why is today special other than International Carrot Day? So we're celebrating International Carrot Day today with some really cool things. So first of all, we have a couple contests going on. Go to carrot.com/celebrate. carrot.com/celebrate. Now you notice I said something there, guys. I said carrot.com. I didn't say on carrot.com. I didn't say, you know, carrotly.com. I said carrot.com. Now some of you may have seen me trickling this out a little bit over the past month or two, but our official announcement is today that we acquired carrot.com. Now, we acquired this domain name back in October, November 2018 after about a 4-year effort, okay? So if you want to talk about consistency, that was something we chased for 4 years. And it slipped through our hands 3 or 4 times. And someday I'll tell you guys the full story of how we ended up acquiring carrot.com. It was not easy. There were some crazy turns of events. And honestly, this is where I'm going to lead into something different is why are we celebrating buying a domain? Because you guys are probably going, okay, well, they're using this as a cool little PR thing, which, yeah, there's a great opportunity for that. But the domain is far more than just, hey, it's an easier spot to find us online. Like, it's far more than that. Okay, we actually recorded a cool little video, 2.5-minute video to launch carrot.com and really bring you into our fold. You can find that at carrot.com/celebrate. carrot.com/celebrate. See our new video, 2.5-minute video really recapping why we are doing what we're doing, where the future is going, and this launch of Carrot.com. So I want to run through a few things with you, and I'm going to be transparent, super transparent in this episode of the Carrot Cast, okay? So the first two things I'm going to run through with you are the contest we've got going on today. So if you're listening to this today, the benefit of subscribing to the Carrot Cast is you get access to the podcast the second that it comes out. But the benefit of today, we're going to be giving away a bunch of cool prizes. We're going to be giving away these amazing orange Bose speakers. Every Carrot team member has one of these orange Bose speakers. It's like my favorite tech gadget right now. We're going to be giving away some of those today. It's got to be today. We're going to be giving away Carrot swag. There's two ways to do it. Find both ways on Carrot. Go to carrot.com/celebrate. And the contest runs all day today. And all you need to do is these two things. One of them is, internally, we do something called the Carrot Cares Challenge. Okay, we do it internally. We just wrapped up our Q1 Carrot Cares Challenge, where we challenge the team members to go out there and do something out of their comfort zone, to do something where it amplifies our core values, where it helps people in the community. And we had amazing things, even little things like, you know, Mason went to the coffee shop, went to Starbucks and paid for, you plop down some money and paid for a bunch of people's coffee behind him. That created this chain of events where other people are like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. Someone would do that. I'm going to now pay it forward and put $10 towards other people. So it went on for hours and hours and hours. Other people go and help in the community with the homeless or just encourage someone. So that's the challenge number one. It's today we want you to do something that helps someone else. We want you to do something that shows your generosity, that shows your gratitude, that shows that you genuinely care, which is one of our core values, about those around you. Take a picture of it, take a video of it, document it in some way, shape, or form, even if it's after the fact. If you're doing it for someone and you want it to be anonymous, just document your video after the fact telling what you did. Post that on Facebook or Instagram with the hashtag Carrot Day, and you're going to be entered in that. It's got to be done today on April 4th, International Carrot Day. Okay, so do something. The instructions are on carrot.com/celebrate. The instructions are there. Number two, the second challenge. First of all, let me reverse here. The winner, the one that comes up with the most creativity, the one that really just, we can just really tell, that's like, man, that person put their heart into it and they truly are embodying the Carrot core values. We're going to be giving one of these Bose speakers to you. It's an amazing Bluetooth Bose speaker. We love it. It's orange, of course. And then we're going to pick runners up to number two, number three. You're going to get Carrot swag with our brand new refreshed Carrot logo. So we're launching that today as well. Our brand new refreshed Carrot logo and branding. Some other things. Okay. Challenge number two, guys. Challenge number two is if you have a carrot bud, if you have a carrot doll, one of our pharma carrots, a super carrot or a normal carrot or whatever it is, if you have one of those, we want you to go out there and do something creative with the carrot bud and snap a picture of it. Okay. Have it have a cool or funny pose, or have it join you on some trips. Like one of our clients, Forrest McGee, he's a pilot. He takes pictures of his carrot buds out there when he's flying or when he's doing rehabs. Those are amazing, amazing. Forrest, if you're listening to this, man, just repost those things today. But take pictures of your carrot buds in interesting situations and fun situations and creative situations today. And it could be ones you've already taken in the past. I don't care. But upload them to Instagram and Facebook with the hashtag Carrot Day. Hashtag Carrot Day. Okay, that only applies for April 4th. From the start of the day till the end of the day, we'll announce the winners probably Friday is my guess. Maybe throughout Thursday. I'm not sure. But hashtag Carrot Day, those are the two challenges. We're going to be giving away Bose speakers for the most creative pose on the carrot bud one. We're going to be giving away Bose speakers for the most creative and person who just embodies the carrot core values with their posts the most. We're also going to be giving away carrot swag with the brand new logo on it. For positions number two, positions number three, share it up. We just want to really spread the beacon of positivity and possibility. Okay. So that's the first thing. Next thing is I'm doing a Facebook live. So this week's Ask Carrot, which is today at 1 o'clock Pacific time, we do a live show. We've been doing it about 5 weeks in a row at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ask Carrot. So show up on Facebook, on Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Pick your poison there. We're going to be doing a live party. We're having a carrot party here at Carrot HQ today, where we're inviting the community members. We're inviting some of our team members from out of town are coming in. We're having a really, really fun carrot party, and you're going to get to be able to be in for the pre-party. The party here doesn't start till 4. Ask Carrot's at 1 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to be bringing on some customers, having some fun doing some things. Okay, so that's how you can get involved in Carrot Day, in International Carrot Day. But now let's reverse to why. Why are we doing this? Okay, so we acquired this domain, and I'll be transparent here. We paid a lot of money for it. Okay, when I was originally making offers, on this domain name, I threw out offers like 10 grand and 25 grand. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's so much money. There's no way, man, it's so much money to pay for this domain name. And that was probably 3 years ago. But as we have been growing as Carrot, one thing that happens, and I've seen it really happen even in the real estate space too, is brand matters, guys and gals, brand matters. It doesn't mean you've got to have this big brand. It doesn't mean you've got to have this fancy, flashy logo. What brand is what is that image that people immediately have pop in their mind when they think about you? Or how do you get people to think about you when they see normal, everyday stuff, right? So if I see a box with the Amazon little logo, the little smile thingy on it, the arrow, if I see that, I immediately think of Amazon's brand and what they're about. You know, when people see, there's probably other brands like that you think about. You know, when people see a Coca-Cola can, there's a feeling, if you love Coca-Cola, there's a feeling that you get when you see that brand, and it relates to something within you. And people relate with brands that they resonate with. And here at Carrot, we've been building a brand the last 5 years. And it's really all been based off of our core values, based off of what we believe in here at Carrot, based off of really helping people find the better version of themselves and make an impact along the way. Okay, it's about being a beacon of positivity and possibility in this world where there's so much negativity. We want people to immediately recognize when they see the color orange, when they eat a carrot in their dinner, that they think of our company, and not just our company around how to generate leads, our company on as an inspiring beacon of positivity and possibility. And we have so many people that hit me up on the daily, if not weekly basis, that take a picture literally of their dinner, or they're at a restaurant in Philadelphia and there's this restaurant that has a carrot on their logo, or they literally see the color orange and said, I was thinking about you. I get those things all the time. Now that's intentional. Now, why is it literally right now I'm wearing orange shoes? Okay. It's because I want to embody our brand first. If I can't embody our brand fully, which isn't just the colors, it isn't just a logo, it's the feeling, it's the core values behind the brand, it's the way that we show up every day and operate. If I can't embody that, there's no way I can get other people to embody it too. Why is it that I surround our team members in so much orange and so much positivity and so many, you know, so much swag? And why do we have these dolls and things like that? Number one, it's fun. We want people to identify with something they believe in, right? And we're proud to wear something that identifies something that we believe in. But also, it's to really ingrain within us this brand. Okay, why is it we send out thousands of t-shirts and thousands of carrot buds every single year? And we have tattoos for Super Carrot and all kinds of stuff. Okay, it's because number one, we want to have fun. It's one of our core values. But also number two, we want to make sure that we're surrounding our community in brand touches. Now, how can you do this? How can you do this if you're a real estate investor or an agent? Well, first of all, you've got to identify what the heck your brand is. What is your brand? And it's not just the logo. Once again, so many people get caught up that a brand is a logo. So many people get caught up that a brand is the stuff that you see on the website. That's not the case, guys and gals. There can be an amazing, amazing, amazing logo with a terrible brand. A terrible brand image. So we've seen companies out there before that have spent $100,000 plus on their branding, on their logo and stuff, but then they did something or they operate business in a way that really detracts from the value of their brand. Let's think about Wells Fargo, right? Wells Fargo is still a very, very, very reputable, well-known brand, but now it's got a tarnish on it. The logo didn't change, but the feeling people get when they see a Wells Fargo is different than it was 50 years ago. Okay, you can look at other companies like that too. Go on down the line and look at brand as not just logo. Now, it is important to have a logo that stands out. It is important to have a logo that is simple, that people can recognize. It doesn't have to be complicated, okay? Ours literally is the word carrot in just letters with a carrot icon, okay? Everybody can invent some sort of a brand that's at least as fancy as carrots, right? Open Doors brand is literally text. It's just a special type of font, and they just turned it blue. There's not even an icon on there, right? So that's the first thing I want to challenge you with. Is what is your brand? Google is looking at brands more and more these days, okay? Google actually is rewarding companies who are brands in higher search engine rankings. They are rewarding companies who are clear brands in higher search engine rankings. And it doesn't mean you're a big brand. We have customers, like I've said, that have branded themselves as the We Buy Houses in Connecticut. That's how they've branded themselves. Okay, the We Buy Houses company in Connecticut. So if that's your brand, you go all in on that brand. Google's now rewarding them with really, really good rankings for all phrases around We Buy Houses, Sell My House Fast, Connecticut. And they've also been working their butts off on the SEO, right? There's so many rewards Google is giving to brands these days. So it's not just a, hey, let's have a cool brand thing. It's also a marketing strategy. Because when you have a brand, people want to link to your content on your website because you're a clear brand, not just some fly-by-night person. When you have a brand, news outlets will want to interview you because it's real, because it's not just a fly-by-night person. Okay, so what I would challenge you to do is write down your core values if you haven't already. Your brand is going to be based on your core values. Because even though we have great logo and things like that, the reason the Carrot brand has taken off is because of our core values. It's because we operate based on a set of core values that resonates with people, and we're relentless in that pursuit. If we see things that go against our core values within our organization, we root them out amazingly fast. And we put things in our organization to where it motivates people and they want to really operate by our core values. Number one, we hire on our core values. If they don't match our core values, but they might be the most amazing practitioner in the world at their craft. If they're not matching our core values, they don't make it past the first interview here at Carrot. That's how important that is to your brand. Okay. The second thing with brand, guys, is number two is if you can go all in on your brand, it gives you more purpose and more mission. It gives you a bigger platform to really go out there and make your difference. If I was just trying to make my impact, just me by myself, I could definitely make a big impact. Okay. But I would have to build a brand once again. I'd have to build a brand of Trevor Mock. Okay. If you look at Tony Robbins is his name, but it's his brand. What do you think of when you think of Tony Robbins? You think of motivation, you think of clarity, you think of inspiration. Okay. Tony Robbins is now a brand. And the only way that he was able to actually make an impact on as many people as he has is because he made himself a brand. Okay. With Carrot, we are going all in on our brand. We're going all in on a bigger mission. We're going all in right now on making a bigger impact. And so I'm going to take you all the way back to the start of this episode of the Carrot Cast, where I talked about we never intended on building a business that's the fastest growing software company in Oregon. We never had intended on building a business that's, you know, going to be into eight figures here shortly per year. We never intended on that. Now, we were very clear about our goals. We were methodical in our growth. I'm not going to say this was an accident by any means or any shape of the imagination, y'all. This was very methodical. It was very planned. We've made budgets each and every year. We've been within 5% of our revenue budget and usually over our profit budget every single year the past 4 years. This is methodical business. This is not an accident. Okay. But when I started the company, I didn't say, let me build a $10 million a year company. That was never a part of the conversation. It was, let me do something the best I can possibly do it. Then it was, can I be the best in the world at this? Then it was, how do we make a bigger impact with this? And then things took off. Okay, so go all in on your brand. How are we going all in on our brand at Carrot? One of those ways is we're investing heavily in Carrot.com. There's been a slew of other Carrot-related companies that have popped up over the past 4 or 5 years since we started the company. There was like no companies that really focus on Carrot as their company name then. There were companies that had Carrot in the company name, but there's no company that really had Carrot as their company name. And now there's many. There's like the Carrot Weather app, and there's this Carrot Habit Tracking app, and there's a software called Carrot.io that we're probably actually going to start paying them for their software because it's awesome. But there's all this clouding of our brand, and I want you guys to recognize this in your market too. Okay, how are you standing out? How are you owning your brand? Because if you are saying, you know, that you are, I'm just making this up, but let's say that you're a real estate investor and you're the Houston house buyers people, right? Cool. You and 400 other people in your market are saying that they're Houston house buyers. So how is it that you are going to stand out when your brand is so confused, so clouded with the messages out there? Okay, you better own HoustonHouseBuyers.com if your company is going to be named Houston House Buyers. It can't be HoustonHouseBuyersLLC.com. It's got to be HoustonHouseBuyers.com. Okay, with Carrot, we know that we're like, if we're going to go all in on our brand, if we're going to go all in this mission of Carrot, if we're going to go much bigger than we are, if we're going to go to other industries and help other small businesses, which this was our intention from day one, it was solving this problem for small businesses, for high margin service-based businesses that are just trying to finally get results online. They've been online, but they're going like, why am I not getting results? That was the thing that sparked my interest in starting this company from day one. Is like, there's millions of small businesses and they're all hurting right now because they can't figure out how to get results online. I see them every single day here in Roseburg. Now, we can't help them all, but we're like, let's start with real estate investors because I know that market better than anyone else. And then we'll go to real estate agents because I know that market really, really well too, and we're building great results there. And then let's, after that, over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll branch out and help other small businesses. Well, we're going to continue to double down in real estate. We're going to continue to get even better and innovate even more for you as a real estate investor or agent. Okay, but we invested $600,000 in Carrot.com. Okay, now pick up your phone off the ground, bring your job back up. We invested $600,000 in Carrot.com. Why did we do that? Am I crazy? Possibly. That's far more than I ever thought we would pay for this domain. When we thought we actually really had a chance at it 2 years ago, the person said, well, we can't take less than $250,000 on it because that's what we owe on the domain. They bought it from the original seller. And I'm like, man, I can offer 100, but someone who pays 250 is going to be crazy for that thing. So how is it that I thought someone who paid 250 was going to be crazy, and now we've invested $600,000 in the same asset a year and a half later? It's because of our mission. If we planned on only staying in the real estate market, and if we planned on limiting our mission, our impact, we never would have made this investment. We would have continued to double down in this industry. We would have continued to double down on the current brand, and we would have done amazingly well, and we would have kept innovating for you. But we knew that we had to own our brand, and the only way that we felt we could do that is own the domain name. Okay, next, I'm going to walk you through a couple other things that are considerations here on business considerations, so you can kind of tap into my brain on why we made this huge, huge, huge investment. The next one, guys, is kind of going back to that brand confusion thing. If we're going bigger, and let's say we're going to start marketing heavier and start really investing even more heavily into our product, into innovation, into customer success, even more to help you guys ramp up your results even faster, there can't be the confusion that our company name is OnCarrot. Guys, we've never been called OnCarrot. I mean, okay, we've been called OnCarrot millions of times. Our company has never officially been named OnCarrot. Never, never, ever, ever. We've always been Carrot with a product of Investor Carrot, with a product of Agent Carrot. Okay, if we go into the attorney market, a product of Legal Carrot. If we go into CPAs, a product of Tax Carrot. You get the idea, right? Carrot is a company name, and then Investor Carrot and Agent Carrot are products. So how is it, and this is a good lesson for you as a real estate investor agent, how is it that over half the people that when we meet them at events or when we talk to them, they call our company OnCarrot? It's because of our domain name. And if you don't believe that your domain name matters, I wouldn't like overthink it, but if you don't believe your domain name matters, especially if you want to go all in on that brand, it does. Okay, that completely clouded our brand. Our company's never been named OnCarrot, but we get announced as OnCarrot all the time. Even after we tell people not to, we're like, we're not OnCarrot, we're Carrot, guys. We're not OnCarrot. We've never been OnCarrot. OnCarrot doesn't even make sense, right? It's just a domain that we picked up that that was the best one that we could find that had Carrot in it. So OnCarrot is now no longer. If you go to OnCarrot.com, it's going to redirect to Carrot.com now. Our emails are Carrot.com. That's another reason. Like, honestly, it just bugged the crap out of me that I would have to say Trevor@OnCarrot.com. They'd be like, what? And I'm like, Trevor@ON, like on, and then the vegetable carrot, like CAROT, Trevor@OnCarrot.com. And now, this past week, I've had a brand new spanking email address this past week, just Trevor@Carrot.com. And like, bam, it hits the first time. I love it. Number one, also number two, a domain like that opens doors. If we're looking to go bigger, if they get an email from Trevor@Carrot.com, or if I'm at an event and I say, hey, this is my name is Trevor Mock with Carrot, Carrot.com, it opens up doors. They go, whoa, there's an immediate perception of something bigger, something more important, because the domain is good. Bo Hollis in Louisville, Kentucky, domain is simplysold.com. I'm like, damn, that's a great domain. That's such a good opener. That's such a good domain. It's so simple. When I hear it, I'm like, geez, that's really good. Like, he's got some brand and branding happening right now. And he's doubling down on content. That's the cool thing. He's not just marketing this brand and putting this logo out there. He's doubling down on content right now. Why is he doubling down on content? It helps build brand. It helps build trust. It helps build credibility. Okay, he's doing lots of video content right now. He's putting videos online. He's using our video post feature. He is doubling down on his brand right now because he knows that in Louisville, Kentucky, and every other city across the country, it's getting harder and harder and harder to compete in a cluttered market. So how do you compete in a cluttered market if you're making similar offers as other people? If you're a real estate agent and you're saying, hey, I can list your house or I can help you buy a house, how is it that you crack through that? If you're a real estate investor and you're saying, hi, I buy houses cash, I can close in 7 days or less, and you're making an offer at 70 cents on the dollar, just like everybody else, how do you crack through? You crack through with trust, credibility, and your brand helps with that. So Bo's seeing that, Bo's recognizing that, saying, okay, I did 100 deals last year. How do I continue to sustain that and or make it more? I do that by standing out with brand. You do that with clean, clear branding, clean, clear domain name if you can get it. You don't have to get it, but if you can get it. And number three, guys, content. You show people what you believe in. You talk about what you believe in. You deliver your message in a way that shows people that you care, that you have real core values. You reference those core values. How many times have you heard me reference our core values here at Carrot? Probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times if you've been listening to the Carrot Cast. Hundreds of times. And it's not a tactic or strategy. It's because we're so bought in our core values here at Carrot. I think about them every day. Okay, it's not a tactic or strategy. I'm so bought in here at Carrot. Our team members are so bought in here at Carrot. We have people that are customers that listen to this Carrot Cast, that watch videos, that go on Instagram, that reference by name some of our core values. Reference by name some of our core values. How does that happen? That happens by repeatedly living by, referencing, and bringing other people and inspiring them by the way that you want to live and operate your business. That is how you're going to win in real estate the next 2, 3, 4 years. That is how we're going to continue to win at Carrot on the software side in the next 2 to 10 or next 5 to 10 years. That's how you're going to win. Now, is it harder? Is it harder? You can't just hang up a shingle. You can't just hang up a shingle and then like automatically expect things to start happen. Man, it takes more work. Okay, it's not harder. It's actually easier because when you build brand, everything else after that happens easier. Trust is built faster. Everything like that, guys. But yes, it is. It takes more work and more effort at the front end to build a brand. And the reason it takes more work and more effort is because it takes intentionality. It takes thinking about things intentionally, not by accident. So many people's companies are formed, their values are formed, their brand is formed on accident, even completely against what they believe because they haven't been intentional, writing down core values, talking about those core values all the time, living by them. You have a brand, whether you know it or not. If your brand is to people out there, well, they look shady. That's your brand. You're shady. Okay. I was reading a testimonial from Tyler Ford, one of our clients down in Tucson, Arizona. He won a deal a few weeks ago. Really good deal. Came through his Carrot site. And the person literally said, I'm accepting your offer, even though it's the lowest offer by about $7,000. Okay. This is not a big, he bought it for 98 grand, I think it was. And the highest offer was $105,000. Okay. So that was like 7 to 8% of the overall purchase price, okay, that they accepted lower. The reason she said it was because you seemed like a trustworthy individual when I was going around your website. You seemed like you would follow through on this. And she said the other two people, even though they offered more, they seemed shady. Tyler's brand is friendly. Tyler's brand is trustworthy. He has core values on his about page. He has a picture on his about page. He has clean, clear branding on his Tucson website. Not complicated, just clean and clear. His message is consistent. The other ones, their brand is shady. That's literally the way that people are perceiving their brand is shady. Are you running a shady brand? Or are you running a brand with intentionality? We intend here at Carrot to run a brand with intentionality. And it's a lot more fun that way too. A lot more fun. You can hire people more easily. You can have fun with your brand then at that point. Go all in on whatever your brand is. And it doesn't have to be something like Carrot. Memphis Invest down in Memphis. They have an amazing brand, okay? They sell hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of turnkey homes every single year, every single year. But you go in their offices, they have an entire wall that's full of pictures and comments from their customers, from their employees about how they're impacting people. They have clear core values that they put everywhere over there. They have a culture book that they publish every single year that walks through how their company is really living and breathing this culture. Okay, they send out awards and plaques to their customers when they buy properties. They do all kinds of amazing things intentionally because they want to run a business that is long lasting, that's not a flash in the pan, that's not a quick get rich quick scheme. It's a long lasting value to society, but also highly profitable. And the best way you can do that is by building a damn brand. Okay, gosh, they're in real estate, guys. They've done it. Okay, they've done it. Simply Sold, Bo Hollis is doing it right now. You can do it. And I've been talking about this, I could talk about it for another 3 hours on this podcast, but I've been talking about it, that as the market is shifting and there's more and more competitors for agents and investors, and technology is coming in and starting to gobble up some of that space, which I think is a good thing. I think that's a good thing because it's going to expand the direct home buying and selling space. It's going to expand it and make it more mainstream so more sellers want to actually sell direct. Right now, I was talking with one of our clients, Tom, out of Denver. He buys a ton of homes, tons and tons of homes in Colorado. And he said, man, the good thing is, he said, what's happening is there's a bunch of these iBuyer programs in like Open Door, OfferPad, Zillow, things like that in the Denver market, even some other ones. He said sellers, like 8 out of 10 sellers that they go talk to are actually referencing that they want an offer. I'm talking from the real estate agent side because they have a brokerage side of it. Okay. But talking to other brokers and their own broker, 8 out of 10 or so of their prospects, sellers, motivated house sellers that they're talking to when they're coming from the agent side of it are referencing and bringing up that I want to get an offer from one of these iBuyers first or as a part of this process. So guys, if that doesn't show that this is starting to become more mainstream, it's going to become even more mainstream in the next 3 to 5 years. Real estate agents need to get with the program that if you're not aligning with a real estate investor, if you're not building brand, if you're not building trust and credibility, if you're not truly solving their problem, what's going to happen is they're going to look right past you and they're going to go to one of the iBuyers because everybody wants to sell their house immediately. Not one person in the world, if I could find this person, I'd love to shake their hand, but not one person in the world wants to go enlist their house with the real estate agent if they could sell their house for a fair price that they agreed upon quicker to an investor. Not one person in the world would do that unless they were doing it because it was their Aunt Betty and they wanted to give Aunt Betty a favor, right? Everybody wants to sell their house fast for a price that's fair. The problem is over the past 50 years, listing on the market retail is the mainstream way that's done. Over the next 10 to 20 years, it's going to flip. It's going to flip-flop to selling directly is going to be a huge, huge, huge rival to people listing a house. It's going to be big. So I'm going to go back to brand again. I'm going to go back to Carrot Day, International Carrot Day. I'm going to go back to why we invested $600,000 in a domain. I can't even live in the domain. Like, I can't live in the darn thing. I could have bought like an amazing house with that. I could have, but I'm much more proud to have a domain. So you need to be building brand, guys. Okay, like I said, I don't want you to overcomplicate it. I don't want you to think that it's going to be solved by a logo being, you know, a really good logo being sent to you and like, bam, I've got a brand. You know, like you've got some pixie dust over the top of this, I've got a brand. That's the start. Have something clean and clear and simple that you can get behind, that you're excited about. That's the start for sure. But how you build a brand is over time by building trust, by putting out content that shows people what you're about, by having real core values that are on your wall, that are on your website, that you operate every single day by, that you reference every single day with your team, with your clients, that you bake into the way that you do it, you bake into the way that you write your emails, you bake into the way that your content's written, you bake into your website, you bake into your videos, all of that is in there. If you listen to this Carrotcast, if you listen to my Instagram, there's a lot of positivity and possibility in there. There's a lot of gratitude in there. There's a lot of genuinely caring about you in there. There's a lot of fun in there. Those are all core values, and I'm doing them intentionally because that's the way that I actually want to live outside of business. Those core values translate from business to life, to business to life. They are the same core values for both, for me and for our team members. And I'm doubling down on our mission here at Carrot to help more of you to find the same thing. I'm doubling down on our mission here at Carrot to help more of you find freedom, to find flexibility, to grow those finances, to finally make that impact. I'm doubling down on adding humanity to the business world. I'm doubling down on not removing, you know, humanity in place of automation. We want businesses to add humanity. We want businesses to reach out and touch people and move people in positive ways far beyond what their product could do. We really feel that business is one of the best answers to a lot of these problems that are in society if business is done right and business is done well. And we hope to inspire you to do the same thing. So go to carrot.com/celebrate, carrot.com/celebrate, celebrate International Carrot Day with us, celebrate International Carrot Day with us. This day only doesn't mean you can't celebrate it every other day. Today is the day, if you had to pick any day this week, to go out and take some pictures, some creative pictures from your carrot buds. Today is the day to go out there and do something kind, to do something in your community that shows how much you care, but also that resonates and amplifies our core values. Take pictures of those, document them, videos, whatever you want to do. You don't have to do it of the event if it's a sensitive event or for privacy. Record your thoughts after you did the act of kindness if that's what you'd rather do. Upload it to Facebook or Instagram. #CarrotDay. Okay. And then we're going to be giving away prizes. We're going to be giving away Bose speakers, these amazing cool orange Bose speakers. We were at our company retreat. We gave every one of our team members one of these at our last company retreat. And Brady on our team, the box showed that you could take this thing, like dump it in the water. And the first day he got it, he's like, I'm going to test it out. So we had a swimming pool, an indoor swimming pool in the house that we had rented. He takes this orange Bose speaker and drops it in the swimming pool. And it's playing. It's sitting down there at the bottom of the pool, playing still. He pulls it back out, works perfectly. So this speaker, one of you is going to win it for the Carrot Cares Challenge. One of you is going to win it for the Carrot Bud Picture Challenge. Go to carrot.com/celebrate. Watch the new video that dives into our mission, where we're going with this, our launch of carrot.com. Share that puppy up and go through and interact with us on this Carrot Challenge. All right, guys, last thing. If you're listening to this before 1 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, join me on live on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram for Ask Carrot. And it's going to be a special International Carrot Day edition of it. All right, guys, I'm so excited about this transition. I'm so excited about the next 5 years. This is far more than a domain investment. This is an investment in our future. This is an investment in our impact. And honestly, this is us turning the page to the next chapter in our story. And we want you to be a part of it. All right. Talk soon, guys. #CarrotDay. Share this episode up. Go out there and really find a way to build your brand. Don't overcomplicate it. Simple, clean, clear branding like logo. But then really what brand is, I want to reiterate it one last time, is you being consistent on delivering the light to the world that you want to deliver. Okay, what is it that you are about? What is it that your company is about? Document those, be those every single day, show up consistently in content, show up consistently, use our video post feature, show up consistently in the way that you want to show up to the world to amplify others, and they're going to latch onto that brand. It's going to help you a lot. Have an amazing rest of the day. Happy International Carrot Day. We love you so much for being a part of the journey. We'll talk soon.